Okay, good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. We are holding by chapter 202, Siman Reish Beis, Halacha Ches. Over here. Okay. The truth is, actually, we're going to skip Ches. We're going to jump to Tes, just because we want to keep Ches and Yud together. I don't know why they put Tes in the middle of Ches and Yud, but they're quite similar halachas. So we're going to skip just to do Tes number 9 very, very quickly, and then we'll come back to Ches, and we'll go from Ches straight into Yud. Does that make sense? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so number 9, Tes. Sofei Anovim, end of grapes. She'ein mispashlim la'olam, which will never become ripe. V'chein al ha'noivlois, and similarly on noivlois. What are noivlois? Shehim tamarim, which are dates. Shebishlam usrafam achoyim v'yovshu, that became ripe, and then they became overripe, and then they were burnt by the sun, and they dried out. Mavarich shehakol. The bracha on these things is shehakol. Okay. These are Sofei Anovim, end of grapes. Now, what are they? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, what are these Sofei Anovim, end of grapes? Hainu, Anovim, grapes, hanimtsayim, begefanim, beyamaisachayref. They are grapes which are still on the grapevines by the wintertime. She'ein misbashlim la'olam, which will never become ripe. Va'oisimehem chaymetz. What do you do with these leftover grapes? You make vinegar out of them. Okay? So these grapes are never going to become ripe. They're never going to turn into fruit. So as such, the bracha is going to be shehakol. And the after bracha is going to be berei nefashis, as opposed to what we normally make on grapes,
so
which is berei pirates.
They're still green, let's say, if they're red grapes. They never turned...
They're never going to get ripe. They're never going to get ripe.
Yeah. Never ripen or never pick up?
No, they never ripen. They will never ripen. They weren't ready by the harvest season. And then afterwards, they're still on the trees and they're just not ripe. They're not getting ripe. So these, they get the bracha of shehakol. Now this is... 212. Now this, if you remember... We saw the first halacha in Reish Beis was about these boiser. Not the first halacha. The second halacha was boiser. Right? Remember all these boiser, the tiny little grapes. As long as it gets to the size of a white bean, then it gets the bracha of Bray Priates. But before that, it gets Bray Priadama. Okay, remember, before they're ripe, it gets the bracha of Bray Priadama. Over here, if they're never going to turn ripe, if they're never going to ripen, that gets the bracha of Shehakol. The difference being that, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, Yesh Leimar, the Mishnah Berurah answers. Now this is in Sifkat and Nun, if you turn over the page. Number 50 of the Mishnah Berurah. Nun. And it's four lines down. In the... where are you?
Okay, here you go. Sifkat and Nun.
All right.
Okay, so from here. Yesh Leimar.
Yeah, so Yesh Leimar, we can answer this question by saying, the Shiny Hossam, that there is different. Da'anovim ma'alyoninhu, because they're good grapes. They're good grapes, they're regular grapes. Ela shaloi nigmur adayin. But they just haven't ripened yet. They're not ready yet. Masha ein kein hacha, unlike over here, de makul kalim heim. Now these are bad grapes. Yeah, a bad bunch of grapes. These are a bad bunch of grapes. De ein oimdin ela lachaymetz. All they are good for is for vinegar. And they're no better than the actual juice which comes out of them, which is the bracha on rak shehakol. The bracha on the juice of the bracha on vinegar is shehakol. V'zehu gam kein tam hayesh mefarshim. Okay, and this is the same as for the dates which are overly ripe and have dried out. Okay, the difference being that if something is not yet ripe but it will become ripe at some point, then that gets the bracha of brei pri adama, because it's going to become a fruit. It's not the actual fruit yet, but it will be. It's called a fruit, just as not ready. So that gets the bracha of brei pri adama. But something which is never going to become a fruit is not a fruit at all. That gets the bracha of shehakol.
Not ripe. It means you try to eat it, or you want to eat products from not ripe. This is. But when you what not to say, be directly to eat no. Grape, what is not ripe, or vinegar made from this fruit.
So he's saying, if he's explaining that seeing as the only thing it's good for now is vinegar.
But this is.
It means even if you were planning on eating the grape. Even if you were planning on eating the grape, it's not good for anything other than vinegar. It's not a grape. It's never going to become ripe as a grape.
Talking about directly about what to say. It means if it's not ripe, I take it and eat. This I need to say lashon.
This you should say shehakol.
Even this is not for it. See, it's not ripe. It means why need to eat it?
If you were eating it.
But it means about grape is not ripe, or this is vinegar made from this
grape, which is not ripe.
It's mean if
and you're meshuggah, and you decided you want to eat unripened grapes. You're walking in the vineyard.
In case you want to eat
in the winter time, and you're very, very hungry or very thirsty, yeah, and you think, oh, that looks like a nice grape, and you pick a grape that's still left on the tree and is never going to ripen, shehakol. Why? Because it's no better than the vinegar. It's only there for vinegar. What are they going to use this grape for? It's never going to become ripe. It'll either be trashed. As that when they prune the vines, or they'll turn into vinegar. Okay, so that gets the brach of shakel. Okay, that's Tess. Now we're going to come back to Ches. Okay, Dvash hazav mehatamarim, honey which flows from dates. Mavarich alav shakel, the bracha on it is shakel. V'chein. And similarly, al mashkin hayotzi mikol minei peiros, on juices which flow from all types of fruits, chutz mizeisim v'anovim, except excluding olives and grapes, mevarich shehakol, the bracha is shehakol. Okay, this is the halacha of fruit juice. Fruit juice. Yeah, according to the simple, very simple bottom line, the halacha is that one makes the bracha on fruit juice of shehakol. The bracha of the fruit is maybe brei pri eitz, but the juice, when the juice is separated from the fruit, then the bracha is going to be shehakol. Now, why ever should this be? So the Gemara tells us that the reason why the bracha on the juice is not like the fruit itself is because the juice is, as it's called, zeya ba'alma, is just sweat. It's just juice. Yeah, it's not the fruit. It's just a juice. It's just a liquid. Zeya ba'alma.
Can't recognize it.
It's not a question of whether you can recognize it or not. It's a question of what is it? It's not a fruit. It's just a sweat. Just fruit sweat. Okay, now obviously we're not talking about a simple sort of scientific necessarily explanation of this, because you know, we understand that what is a fruit. Like, take an orange, for example. Yeah, an orange has little bottles inside, tiny little bottles, and inside those little bottles, that's the juice, and that's the flavor. Yeah, if you squeeze out all the juice from an orange and you're left with the pulp, just the pulp, yeah, what does it taste like?
Good.
Hmm?
Good taste.
Tastes good?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it tastes a bit bland, no? Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
Professor, what do you...
Yeah.
Tastes good?
Yeah, I agree.
But you always have it.
I'm always.
What do you mean, the pulp?
The pulp is...
If you would just have the pulp. Just pulp.
Just pulp.
Without the, with the juice separated from it.
What's pulp?
The pulp is the little part of the orange that when you open it up...
If you squeeze, if you squeeze an orange, yeah, and you get all of the juice goes down, then around where you squeeze it, there's all that...
It's like a little skin.
Yeah, the pulp. That's called the pulp.
Only pulp.
If you would just have pulp, what does it taste like?
Just dry pulp. You squeezed everything out.
Squeeze everything out.
No juice
left. No juice left.
Wow.
It's not going to be nice. Yeah, it's not so good.
Weird.
Or it's not necessarily going to be a strong orange, you know, flavor.
There's a little flavor in it.
A little flavor left over. Where's the little flavor left over from?
The juice.
From the juice that's left over. Okay, but how Halacha sees the juice as Dvash Hazav Me'at Tamarim, yeah, the honey which flows out of the tamarim, even though that's got all the flavor of it, it's the halacha sees that, the Torah sees that as zeya ba'alma. This is just sweat of the fruit, and it's not a fruit. It's not considered like a fruit. Okay, now dvash hazav me'at tamarim is very interesting. Yeah, date honey. Right. Remember, there's a pasuk which speaks about the things that the Eretz Yisrael is praised for.
Chalav u'dvash.
Yeah, Eretz Zovas Chalav u'dvash. Yeah, or Eretz Zeis Shemen u'dvash. Yeah, these are the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Zeis Shemen u'dvash. Rimoin, and it goes through all the list of all the five fruits. Eretz and the last it says Eretz Zeis Shemen u'dvash. Zeis Shemen. Yeah, Shemen Zayis, olive oil, that we know, remember, we learned this before, that's Brei Pri Eitz. Dvash, what's Dvash? Dvash is date honey. Yeah? But date honey itself is shekel. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah addresses this and says that we don't mean the actual Dvash, we say the dates that the Dvash comes from. Yeah, so the land of Israel is praised for the dates which the dvash, the date honey, comes from. But the date itself is the fruit of Eretz Israel. Okay? So, okay. So this is halacha ches, that very simply that fruit juice is considered zeya ba'alma, it's just sweat, that's going to get a bracha of shehakol. Okay, now let's go on to halacha yud. To catch up, you should learn halacha simon resh beis halacha ches. Now we're going halacha yud. Okay, halacha yud peiros. Fruits shesharon oy bishlon b'mayim, which have been soaked for 24 hours or have been boiled in water, afal pi shenichnas tam hapri b'mayim, even though the flavor of the fruit goes into the water, einay mevarich al oisam hamayim, you the bracha on those waters is ela shehakol. The bracha on those waters, on fruit soup, I guess you could call it, yeah, fruits which have been boiled in the water, and now the water, those waters, the bracha is going to be shehakol. Okay? This is the opinion of the Rashba. V'harosh kosav, now the Rosh writes, the efshar, that it's possible, that she'im nichnas tam ha'pri b'mayim, that if the flavor of the water of the fruit went in to the water, mavarich bayri pri haitz, then the bracha on that would be bayri pri haitz.
Give me
okay, according to the Rosh, According to the Rosh, fruit soup is Borei Priyates. According to the Rosh, but it's not, it's Shehekel. According to the Rosh, he says, it's possible that if the flavor of the fruit goes into the water, the bracha is Borei Priyates. Now, what on earth is going on over here? The Rashba, just to clarify, the Rashba doesn't say that over in Sif Ches. He doesn't say, the Rashba doesn't hold that fruit juice is Borei Priyates. He says fruit soup is Borei Priyates.
But what soup? What makes soup? Only to add water?
You boil up some oranges, yeah? Squeeze out oranges. Bracha is Shehekel. Yeah? Throw a couple of oranges into some water. According to the Rashba, it's possible that the bracha is Borei Priyates.
But is it? Natural juice also has water.
Not
water added, though.
But wait.
But there is
we're not talking about the water content in juice. Some orange juice itself there. Is considered separate from
actually seeing the
from water.
The juice. The bracha on the juice. 10%
juice.
Al oisam hamayim, on the water that juice. Not even if you take out the pieces of orange, you take out the piece of orange, and you're just left with the juice,
the essence.
That is a bracha. You get the bracha of Borei Priyates according to Rashba, possibly.
It means need to see what percentage of juice in bottle.
You say it's possibly.
100%.
He says efsher. He says it's possible. Right. He says the Rosh says the efsher. It's possible that the bracha is Borei Priyates. But the question: why?
Was
it right? It should be. It's counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now over here, if you're making fruit juice, that's absolutely undiluted. If you boil it in the water, it's more diluted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So surely the flavor is going to be less.
And you're even saying taking out the pieces of fruit.
Yeah, but the fruit juice as well. You don't have the pieces of fruit.
You don't have the pieces of fruit, but here, you could say if there are pieces of fruit in it, okay,
you can recognize the fruit.
But here you're saying even taking the fruit out of what is already a diluted mixture. So you're right. It is. Very counterintuitive.
Yeah. Okay. Now, just to throw in another piece of orange into the mix over here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's please jump ahead.
But is there some reason? Because the class is reasonable. Why rush?
Okay. We have to see. So jump ahead, please, to chapter 205. Simon Reish Hay. Sif base. Which is on page, just after page 226. Yep. You have that, Kenny?
205.
There you go. That's it. Number 2. 2. 1 more. Next one. Okay, now this Simon Reish Hay, chapter 205, deals with the halachas of not birkas apeiros we were learning, right? The brachas on fruits. These halachas are the halachas of brachas on yerakis, on vegetables. Okay? That's a very, very important distinction to keep in mind. Okay. Sif beis. Al hamayim. On water, shebishlu bohem yerakis, which has been cooked in them vegetables. Mavarich habracha atzma, shemavarich al hayerakis atzma. You make the bracha that you would make on the vegetables themselves. Yeah? Meaning that if you were making a potato soup, or a leek soup, or a carrot soup, the bracha would be Borei Priyadama, on the water. Afal pi she'ein bohem ela tam hayark. Even though all it has is the flavor of the vegetable, not the actual vegetable itself. Yeah, v'hani mili, this as a parenthesis over here, v'hani mili kesha bishlam b'loi basar. This is only when you cook them without meat. Aval bishlam, in basar, but if you cook them with meat, mavari chalav shehakol, then that would get the bracha of shehakol, because then it's meat soup. Yeah, chicken soup. You got loads and loads of vegetables in your chicken soup, but it's chicken soup. Yeah, the ikar, the main thing, remember we've discussed in the past, ikar and tafel, the main thing, the primary and the secondary. So you make the bracha in the primary, and then we've got chicken soup. If there's meat in there, then of course the meat is always going to be the ikar. That's going to be the main thing, even if there's loads of vegetables.
Would we say that there has to be like an actual piece of meat, or the broth?
No, so the broth. We're completely talking about the broth over here.
Clear broth.
We're completely talking about the broth. Okay, but if you would cook it without meat, then on the clear broth, it would be Boyre Pruha Dama. Okay? Having some borscht, Boyre Pruha Dama.
Do I have to see the...
No.
Don't get the whole thing, but all right.
Okay. Now, over here, Rosh, Rashba. Mm-hmm. No Rosh and Rashba. This is halacha. Right, there's no machlokas and there's no perhaps, right? Remember, there it was perhaps. If you cooked it, maybe on the juice. Over here, we're saying this is bottom line halacha. Soup made out of vegetables gets borei pri hadama. Okay, next halacha. Sif Gimel. Im schatan. If you squeeze them, yeah, freshly squeezed carrot or potato juice or celery juice. Or lemongrass juice. Yeah, we're not talking about if you ground them up. I think they make lemongrass juices by grinding. Carrot juice is also, I think, grinding. You get the actual carrot in there as well. But if you just squeezed it, then those waters get shehakol. Okay. Now, what we have over here, just to summarize, we have... Remember to review when we're talking about birkas apeiros, about fruits, then if we're talking about the juice which has been squeezed from them, that the bracha is shehakol. If they've been boiled, there we have a machlokas. The Rosh says still just shehakol. Remember one second, why was it shehakol? Because it's just zeya ba'alma, it's just the sweat, it's just juice, it's not the actual fruit. If it's boiled, if it's cooked fruit soup, then according to the Rosh, that's also just shehakol. Why would it be shehakol? Zeya ba'alma? Yeah? According to the Rosh, that's Brei Pri Eitz. All of a sudden, that got bumped up to the actual fruit itself. Okay? Then, when we're talking about birkas ha-yirakis, vegetables, if it's squeezed, yeah, vegetable juice, that the bracha is shehakol. But if it's boiled, yeah, soup, vegetable soup, according to everyone, that is Brei Pri Adama. Okay?
It's not included. Rosh doesn't have own opinion.
Rosh doesn't say over there that it's going to be shehakol. Yeah. Now, what's going on? What's the distinction? What's the difference over here? Okay. So,
You're going to see some of the vegetables?
Not.
You're going to see some.
It sounds like it's the clear.
No matter how much.
Okay, so please turn back to page 214. In the Mishnah Brura on Sif Yud, number 52, Nun Beis. You got it? There. Good. You have it? Ella Shehakol.
Ella Shehakol, okay.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
That one there. Okay, now this is going on. The Rashba's opinion that says you get the bracha of Shehakol. Right? On fruit soup, you get Shehakol. Why, according to the Rosh, on fruit soup do you get shehakol, as opposed to on vegetable soup you get Boyre Pri Adama? So says the Mishnah Brura, Delay Havi, the reason why it gets shehakol is Delay Havi Ela Zeya Ba'alma, because it's just Zeya Ba'alma. Okay? It's just sweat of the juice, Kidele'el Sifches. Just like in Sifches, It's just sweat of juice. Juice, fruit sweat. Just like if you squeeze it, if you boil it also, it's fruit sweat. Veloy dami lamaya de silka. But it is not similar, it's not the same as maya de silka, as vegetable, selek, is beetroot, beets. Yeah, beet water. Udukuluhu shel kishilki, and all other things which you boil, vegetables, the mevarechem alayu bayrei pri adama. Those get the bracha of bayrei pri adama. Kedele kemam basimen reish hei sif beis, as we learnt in 205 in reish hei and sif beis. Mishum, why? Dahosam roi vachilas oison yerokes hu alidei hashlika. Because over there, the majority of the way that those fruits are eaten is through shlika, is through of vegetables. The way that most vegetables are eaten is by shlika, is by being boiled. Yeah, that is the common way of eating eating vegetables. Common way of eating vegetables is you boil them, and then you've got the vegetables, and you'll have the vegetables, but also you've got the soup. Yeah, back in the old days, yeah, they wouldn't throw out the broth. After you've boiled some, boiled your potatoes or boiled your carrots or, everything, then you've got the broth. You're not going to throw away the broth. Yeah, the broth is valuable. The broth is food. Yeah, now we're in our affluent society, we just throw away the broth. That's gone. But the broth itself is something, that's the very, very common way that you eat vegetables. Yeah, there aren't many vegetables at all which are eaten raw. Yeah, most vegetables are eaten cooked. Yeah, carrots, right. Sometimes you eat them raw, but majority, mostly, you eat them boiled. Yeah? So seeing as roiv achilas oisin yurakos hu alideh shlika, the majority, the common way of eating those vegetables is through cooking. That's why the bracha is going to be the bracha haru'uya, the appropriate bracha that you would make on the vegetables themselves. Why? Because, as we mentioned last week, when you plant carrots in your ground, what do you have in mind? You're going to cook them. Yeah? And cook them means you're going to have the broth as well. So you are planting adait noti luhu adaita dahachi. You are planting them with having in mind that the main fruit of this vegetable that I'm planting is going to be the broth. Yeah, or very significant is going to be the broth. Therefore, the broth itself gets a bracha of like the actual fruit, like the actual vegetable. Masha ein kein hacha, unlike over here, but peiros by fruits, de lav darchai ola mishlak ola kivshon elu lachlim bein. Now that their derech, the way of consuming these, consuming fruits, is not to make fruit soup out of them. It's not to boil them. Sometimes they do, right? Sometimes you make a plum compote. Sometimes you make a strawberry sauce. Sometimes you do, yeah. But that's not the derech to eat them. That's not the common derech to eat them. Oyle kavshon elu achlam bein. You eat them raw. You eat them whole. Lachain, therefore lo yamrinen sheyu shlikasam chvishasam kameisam. Therefore we say that the boiling of them, or when you soak them or you boil them, the bracha is not going to be like the bracha of the actual fruit itself. Mihu says, adds the Mishnah Berurah, mihu, however, but peiros sheroi v'chiloson hu al yedei bishaloi kvisha, with fruits that the regular way of eating them would be by cooking or by boiling them out or up or soaking them, meishli kasam chvishasam kameisam v'varech alayim v'brei priyates l'kuliyama. Then of course the bracha would be brei priyates. Now I'm not sure what that may be referring to. What types of fruits that you have like that? That the main way of eating them is by cooking. I think some of the Rosh Hashanah fruits that we have.
They're a little rough. You're right.
Isn't there? There is one of those fruits. I remember one of the Shekhianu fruits. I think is not really edible, and it's very very bitter, or very sour, or
the
something.
Star fruit or something.
Not the star fruit. Star fruit you can eat.
Yeah.
Pashlik's not a fruit. So.
Yeah.
Dumbo.
Now, when we're saying fruits here, I mean, are we making the distinction pre-hayetz, pre-hadama?
We are, we're very much making the distinction between the fruits and vegetables.
Not the standard way, like a banana is a fruit,
No, yeah, yeah, we would.
So that would also be considered a
fruit. We're saying the thing. I would probably the distinction being sweet things and savory.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sweet you have, but ain't you have it as it is? Yeah, you have a banana. You don't cook a banana.
Grows on a vine. Actually,
you don't usually cook a banana. My mother, I mean, they have in go to China plantains. Yeah,
that's an example of a fruit that you would have to cook.
You have to.
Really,
you have to cook them.
It's very very rough. Very
what, plantain.
My wife didn't realize what plantains were, and she bought them thinking they were bananas, and just fed them to the kids, and they were totally fine with it.
That's a cooking one. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, you could eat a raw potato too. But
oh, Mr. Steinberg!
You could make it.
Wow.
just
in time.
I started this morning.
Did you daven already?
I davened.
Okay.
Wow. Kol hakavod to you.
Okay. Well, I was going to meet the rabbi, so I figured this
he left
halfway.
Yeah. Do you want a tea or something?
He'll be warmed up by the Eish HaTorah, the fire of Torah.
I asked him if he wanted the tea. He's been on the tea already.
Okay.
So you're saying with the you're making carrot soup. Even if you can't, usually in the olden days they just cut up the carrots, and it was carrots, pieces of carrot in the soup, or peas in the soup. Mm-hmm. Not just the when you take out all.
He's saying even if you take out all the vegetables, even if you take out all the vegetables, the broth itself is Bairi Priyadama.
The broth?
The broth is Bairi Priyadama. Why? So according to this Mishnah Berurah over here, we're saying the distinction being that when you take fruits and you do that, yeah, the bracha is Shahako. But if you take vegetables and you do that, the bracha is Bairi Priyadama. Why? Because the derech, the roiv derech achilos oisun yirakos, the main way of consuming vegetables, or a significant main way of consuming vegetables, is having broth. So when you plant your carrots, you have in mind, I'm going to have broth out of these. Yeah, so that is a fruit of the ground. It's a produce, it's a byproduct, but it's a product, yeah, or a main product. Yeah, but my intention is a main product of whatever fruit I'm taking from the ground.
It means vegetable doesn't make a difference.
No. So we'd also say vegetables which you never eat through, which are very very infrequently eaten through cooking. Then of course that would also have shahako. Cucumber. Yeah, cucumber. If you would make a cucumber soup, yeah, that would be shahakal. Yeah.
No, but cucumber,
not okay.
By definition, cucumber probably is fruit. It's not vegetable.
No, it's a vegetable. Like zucchini, same as zucchini. Just
I remember there's some difference between fruit and vegetable.
Well, we have
When we say fruit and we say vegetable over here, we're not talking Bairi Priyadama and Bairi Priyadama. Usually it is. Usually there's a pineapple. Yeah?
Yeah.
Pineapple for this discussion would be a fruit. We'd be calling that a fruit.
If I had some pickle juice, I'm going to make Bairi Priyadama.
So and pickle juice, no, because that's like vinegar and acetic and acid and all these things, yeah.
Yeah, you put when they.
But it's soaked. But we say the soaked is also same. But that would for sure be shahakal because you don't consume that.
Doesn't like pickling give it sort of the status of bishul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of them are pickle. Some of the.
But you don't consume the pickle juice. No one consumes a pickle juice.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you'll take a little. You don't drink the whole jar, leftover pickle juice.
Not the whole thing.
Or good for your throat. Okay, so then it's for a food. So if it was,
we discussed this.
Fruit juices.
This is what we're talking about. This is exactly what we're talking about. Okay, so fruit juices. The bracha is shahakol. Okay, fruit soup. The bracha is shahakol. But there's an opinion right? So fruit soup is shakal, as opposed to vegetable soup, which is on the broth, which is brei pri adama. Now, here we just saw the Mishnah Berurah explain why. Yeah, the reason is because that's not the derech. Fruits, the derech is to have them raw, to have them whole. Vegetables, the derech is to have them cooked and to have the broth as well. Okay? Now we understand that according to the opinion of the Rashba. Now the Rashba says there is a distinction, right? Rashba says that on fruit soup, the bracha is shakel. So he said, that's because you don't usually have it cooked. Therefore, if you're going to be cooking it, it's just zeya ba'alma. Yeah, you're just having fruit. You're having the flavor of the fruit, but it's not the actual fruit itself. It's not a product of the fruit. Now, what's going to be the explanation according to the Rosh? Though that the Rosh says that on fruit soup, you do say bo'ei pri eitz, right? Or esher, possibly you say bo'ei pri eitz. How are we going to understand this? So, let's see the next Mishnah Berurah over here. The next Mishnah Berurah, Nun Gimel, She'im Nichnas. I think it's on the other side of the page, Mr. Steinberg.
Can you help me find that?
What are we going to do with coconut juice?
Coconut juice?
You're not squeezing it, and you're not cooking it, and you're drinking it.
That's Zeya Ba'alma.
But in some cases,
that's Zeya Ba'alma.
The fact that
that's shackle.
That it adds the taste is very important. Rather than substance.
What do you mean?
You get the taste of whatever it is. The
through cooking or squeezing? What are you talking about? The juice or soup?
Juice.
So the halacha sees that juice, whatever juice comes out of a fruit, he sees that as what's called zeya ba'alma. It's just sweat. Yeah, it's just juice. It's not the fruit. It's not going to get the bracha on the fruit because it's not the fruit. It's just juice from the fruit. The fruit itself that gets the bracha, but juice that you squeeze out of it, that's just zeya ba'alma. Okay. Now, according to the Rashba, though, according to the Rosh, though, it does when it's cooked, it does get a bumps up a bracha and it gets a bracha of brei pri eitz. Yeah. Now, remember, in this, we're going to have to say what's the difference between when it's squeezed. That we say is zeya ba'alma. According to the Rashba, according to the Rosh, though, when it's cooked, it gets brei pri eitz. And what's going on over here? So, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nun Gimel, Rotza Leima. What he means to say is, "Busha toyamin u'margishin sheyesh tam hapri b'mayim amuvusholim oyashruyim." When you can taste and you can feel that there is the flavor of the fruit in the cooked waters or the soaked waters, mavarichim b'yei pri'etz. That gets the bracha b'yei pri'etz. V'loy amrinan she'enoy ela tam kolosh v'zeya b'alma. And we do not say over here that it's only a weak flavor or a zeya ba'alma, just a sweat, like we say, kedamrina v'siv ches, the Indian schitas peris, like we said earlier in number 8 by juice. Why? These are the key words over here. Do yoser nichnas tam hapri b'mayim al yedei bishul me'ilu sochat hapri ba'atzma k'shuchai. Because the flavor of the fruit goes into the water more through cooking than if you would just squeeze out the juice and have that juice when it was raw. Okay, this is the halacha according to the Rosh. The Rosh understands that when you squeeze out a juice, what you have over there is you have the juice, you have fruit juice. When you cook a juice, that the flavor of the juice comes out and it cooks into the water, and there's more flavor in that fruit soup than there ever would be in a fruit juice. Okay, this is the svara, this is the logic, this is the halacha according to the Rosh. The reason, the distinction between fruit juice and fruit soup, the reason why fruit soup gets a bracha of brei pri eitz is because yoser nichnas tam hapri al yedei bishul. The flavor of the fruit goes in more through cooking than it does just from squeezing fruit.
Is that just an opinion, or is that
actual halacha?
I don't know. This is how the Rosh explains the sugya. Yeah, he's understanding the sugya, understanding the halacha. Yeah, like this. Yeah, because the Gemara tells us that it's zeya ba'alma. Yeah, that the bracha of fruit juice is shahakel. Yeah, but the bracha on shlokis when you boil it, that is bo'yei pri adama. Okay, those are two things. We don't have when you have boiled fruits in the Gemara. It isn't spoken anywhere in the Gemara.
The fruit would be so,
preparates. Now, but we have, there are two Gemaras that we have. One of the Gemaras says when you squeeze fruit juice, it's it's shahakel. The other Gemara says when you cook vegetables, it's brei pri adama. Yeah. So the other two halachas, we've had to. The Rishonim have had to basically understand according to their understanding of the svara of the logic. They've had to draw the halakhas for themselves, meaning the halakha about what if you boil fruit and what if you squeeze vegetables. Okay, those two aren't spoken about anywhere. So the Rashba understood that the reason why vegetable soup is brei pri adama is because that's commonly cooked that way. However, if you would take fruit soup, it's not commonly cooked that way, so therefore it doesn't get the bracha. Yeah, it only gets a shahakel. Okay, that's how the Rashba has understood the sugya. Yeah, that's how the Rashba understood the sugya. Now, fruit juice is different because that the Gemara tells us that's Zeya Balma. Okay, but that's the sugya according to the Rashba. When the Rosh looks at the sugya and he sees, well, I've got fruit juice, yeah, which is Bo'yei Pri Eitz, and I've got soup, which is Bo'yei Pri Adama. Yeah, well, how does soup get a bracha haru'uya? Yeah, get an appropriate, a full bracha, and juice doesn't. Yeah, the Rosh is understanding that any time you cook something, even if you would cook soup, even if you cook fruit, yeah, but the Gemara tells us, how about if you cook soup, when you have soup, vegetable soup. But he'd also say, why not fruit soup? Yeah. So the Rosh says that the distinction is, how much flavor goes out. Obviously, soup has more flavor than juice, because juice, the Gemara tells us, is only Zeya Balma. Huh. But the Gemara tells us that soup gets a Bo'yei Pri Adama. Yeah? So obviously more comes out by cooking than by... Yeah, do you hear? Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is only one svara. Yeah, there's only one logic. Yeah, according to the Rosh, which is according to the Rashba, which is a distinction between fruits and vegetables. Yeah, what's the majority? Yeah, do you usually eat it cooked or not? That is the svara, that is it, that will be our defining factor, and when we have that piece of information, we'll be able to tell us all of the halachas about it, yeah, together with the halacha of fruit juice being Zeya Ba'alma. Yeah, and according to the Rosh only has one svara also, and his svara, his logic is that Yoser Nichnas Tama Pri Ali Dei Bishul. You get more flavor by cooking than you do by squeezing. Okay, and according to that, they are understanding the hidden halachas, the two hidden halachas, according to that svara, according to their logic they have. Okay?
I'm sorry, the hidden halachas are...
There are two halachas which the Gemara says explicitly. One is fruit juice. The other one is vegetable soup. So how about vegetable juice and how about fruit soup?
The other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. So those, we have to apply svara. We have to apply logic. We only have these two halachas. One of them is you have Zeya Ba'alma. Yeah, and the other one is you have vegetable soup. So how do you understand this? So if you're focusing according to the I was holding it up until now. Now I've just lost it. If you're holding... Was I doing well until now? Up until now? Yeah. You understood it? I was doing well. I think I could just drop it.
So we have,
can I drop it?
So we have...
Because I just lost it out.
Some V8.
V8 V8 is so I don't know how they make V8. Do they squeeze the vegetables or they cook in the vegetables?
I don't know. Yeah. It's probably put through a juicer.
But
it's celery, celery, tomatoes.
Usually these things are cooked.
Yeah.
People cook tomatoes.
Yeah.
This is Tugalak.
Yeah, tomatoes
probably cover 99% of the food.
Fruit, juice,
and vegetable soup. What else? This is nothing else. Nobody cook fruit soup or vegetable juice. This is nonsense. I don't know.
So if I'm drinking kale and spinach juice,
this is normally food.
FVA make us eat it up.
Yeah.
What make from fruit juice? What make for vegetable soup?
Okay, so hold off on the juices because there's more complications and more halachas that we have to know before we get to that. So now in terms of halacha, okay, because it's halachic reasoning, so we've got our reasoning. Now we'll see our halacha. So the halacha about this machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, right? About what do we say about fruit soup? Okay, that according to the Rashba, the bracha is shehakol, and according to the Rosh, the bracha is bepri adama. So we say the halacha alinya halacha pasku achrayim de lachatchila yivarech shehakol. Yeah, lachatchila one should say shehakol on fruit soup. Ubidiyaved in beirach bepri eitz yatza. But b'di'eved, if you said bari pri eitz, then you fulfilled your obligation. Mm-hmm. But then after bracha is going to be so after bracha is also, would we say b'di'eved? That's an interesting question. So the halacha is that the after bracha is bari nefashos on fruit soup.
Yeah.
That's the halacha. Bidiyeved?
Yeah.
There it's a little bit more problematic. There it's a little bit more problematic to say the after bracha would be the Mayin Sholish.
Yeah,
Allah Peiros. Because remember we said that Mayin Sholish doesn't cover Brain of Fashis. And if we're saying the halacha is, Brain of Fashis, then that's the other one's not going to cover it. So if you said Bidiyeved, if you said Allah Peiros after fruit soup, then possibly we'd say you'd have to repeat again. You'd have to go back and say Brain of Fashos again.
I mean, that would only be Shayak in a case where it was obviously one of the, one of the fruits, grape, date.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Not apple or...
Okay. There's more to say. There's more halacha that we can also say as well. This basically over here comes in all of the halachas about tea and coffee and chocolate and a lot of halachas come in. I think maybe next week we'll start with speaking out a few of the halachas before we go on.
Okay.
How does it sound?
Okay.
Was that clear?
Yes.
It was okay.
Maybe more clear to and the blackboard.
Blackboard, yeah. You write the blackboard.
No, but they
just at the coldest time.
You can draw up the notes on the blackboard for us.
It was 5 below.
Not too below.